Hi, good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program.
It's nice to be here.
Insect Armageddon. What can we do to actually prevent it?
Well, I guess over the last decade or so, there's been an increasing number of studies that have, in the main, pointed to severe declines in numbers of different insects, including pollinating insects and so on. And I guess this is a serious issue because insects are very important for all kinds of ecosystem processes. I mean, I mentioned pollination. They're also very important in decomposition and in herbivory. And, of course, insects provide food for animals like frogs, birds, and reptiles. So these are worrying trends that we're seeing now in declines in insect diversity. So I guess what we do about it? Well, I guess we have to know what's causing these declines. And there are several candidates. I guess you referred to that recent study looking at effects of climate change, which is an interesting one. And there are several studies that implicate climate change in loss of insect diversity. And then agricultural intensification, that's another driver that's expected to be resulting in losses of insect diversity. So looking at the positive side, the sorts of things that we can do, I mean, we can, with respect to agriculture, we can encourage agricultural uses that promote things like growing of flowering plants along the edges of crops so that they sustain populations of pollinators and other beneficial insects. So we can try to avoid things like large monocultures of single crops and promote agriculture that has a more diversified use of landscape, things like that.
It's also said that Earth's temperature would rise 3.2 degrees Celsius by 2100 unless action is actually taken beyond what is already pledged. I mean, first off, two parts of that. What actually kind of damage would just 3.2 degrees actually do to these ecosystems and insects in particular?
Well, I guess so. The 3.2 figure you quoted, that is what is expected to happen by about 2100 under current pledges by governments. And that rise in temperatures is likely to lead to a loss of more than 50% of their range for about half of the world's insect species. So a significant decline in the range of about half the world's insect species.
And obviously you did mention some of the ways in which we could avoid, the insect being wiped out in other sorts of ways. But well, that's in ways that haven't already been pledged in order to cut carbon emissions. Mm-hmm. What more do you feel we should be actually doing in the carbon emissions sort of arena?
Well, I think, there are obvious things like, avoiding emission of greenhouse gases is the obvious thing to do, and that sort of implies a decreased use of fossil fuels and an increased use of renewable fuels that basically reduce that emission of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. I think that's something we should all be looking towards. And I think one of the striking things about the climate paper that came out recently by Rachel Warren and her colleague Louise Anglier in the UK was that even small differences in future projected temperatures can have quite significant effects on biodiversity. So I think one of the things that they targeted in that paper was to compare what happens with 2 degrees of warming versus 1.5 degrees of warming. And even that might sound like quite an insignificant change in future temperatures, but even a change like that can be quite significant. So, for instance, if we reduce warming to 1.5 degrees instead of 2 degrees, then that would cut the number of plant and vertebrate species that lose more than half their range by 50%. And it would actually cut the, for insects, it would reduce the risks by about 2/3. So even half a degree change in temperature increase can have a big effect.
Really frightening statistics. Duncan, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your insight on this one this morning.